Hey everyone, welcome back to Bippity Boppity Boss, where we talk all about your dreams, entrepreneurship, creativity, and making magic in your life. I'm Belle, your host, and today we're diving into a topic that is close to my heart: empathy in business and empathy in entrepreneurship, and how emotional intelligence can transform just not how you connect with the customers, but how you build lasting, authentic relationships in business and across life. In a world that's so focused on numbers, data, and the bottom line, it's so easy to forget the human side of entrepreneurship. But let me tell you, emotional intelligence and empathy are not just buzzwords, they are your superpower. And today I'm going to share how you can harness them to level up your business. Let's go. So why is empathy such a big deal in business? The short answer, people want to feel understood. When customers feel like you're listening, that you're tuned into their needs, that you're anticipating them, they're more likely to trust you. And trust, that's the foundation of any successful relationship, whether it's personal or professional. Empathy goes beyond just offering fantastic customer service. It's about truly stepping into your customer's shoes. It's about anticipating their needs, understanding their challenges, and offering real life solutions. When customers know that you care about them, not just about their wallets, that's when loyalty happens. Think about your favorite brands. Why do you keep going back to them? Chances are it's because you feel seen and heard. They just understand you. And that's the kind of connection that empathy can create. Now let's break down emotional intelligence. It's all about being aware of your own emotions, understanding how they impact others, and managing them in a way that benefits not only you, but those around you. In entrepreneurship, emotional intelligence is crucial for two things. One, leading your team with compassion and clarity, and two, connecting with customers on a deeper, more authentic level. When you're emotionally intelligent, you're better at reading the room. You can sense when your team is overwhelmed or when a customer is frustrated. Instead of reacting emotionally, you respond with calmness and care. Now that's leadership with heart. So how can you actually start using empathy and emotional intelligence to build authentic connections? Here are a few tips that have worked for me that I'm going to share with you. First of all, listen, don't just hear. When a customer reaches out, whether it's through an email, DM, or phone call, truly listen to what they're saying and also what they're not saying. Sometimes what a customer doesn't say is just as important as what they do. Personalize every single interaction. We all love to feel special and heard and seen. Address customers by their name, remember small details about their preferences, and personalize your communication. It's the little things that truly make a big difference. Be transparent. Empathy is all about being real. Be accountable for whatever you do and for your values, and know what matters and how you handle that. Remember to explain every situation and offer a solution. Every person appreciates honesty. Remember to also offer value, not just products or services. Customers don't just want to buy, they want to feel like they're gaining something valuable, something they can use in their life, whether it's knowledge, support, inspiration. Think about what your brand can offer beyond the product. For example, at Inner Sanctum, we're not just selling fun products, we're offering tools and solutions so people connect with their truest selves on a deeper spiritual level. And that is it. Like, you know, we're giving them hope. We're giving them inspiration. Remember to also invest in every single relationship. Prioritize the long term. It's easy to get caught up in the sale, but lasting success comes from investing in relationships. Build your community. Show up for your customers consistently. Create moments where they feel like they're more than just a transaction. I believe that people first leadership and empathy driven entrepreneurship is the future and is the present. The more digital and disconnected the world becomes, the more people crave authentic human interaction. And when you, as a business owner, show up with empathy and emotional intelligence, it creates this ripple effect in every single aspect of your business and in your life. Whether it's through thoughtful social media interactions, customer support, or even the way you write your emails,
When you infuse empathy into your brand, people can feel it. Vibes do not lie. They gravitate towards it. It's the magic of entrepreneurship with heart. And it's time for us to all lead with heart, not just our minds. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, and share with someone who could use a little extra magic in their business. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram, where I share more tips and behind the scenes. And until next time, keep making magic, and remember, lead with love, empathy, and understanding. Love and light.